Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Over the next several weeks, we will take an in-depth look at one of the most misunderstood issues in youth hockey today. We're talking about the rule change proposal to move the age of legal body checking in youth hockey to the bantam level. Today we are joined by Kevin McLaughlin, Senior Director of Hockey Development for USA Hockey. In addition to working for USA Hockey for the past 14 years, Kevin has more than 40 years of experience as a player, coach, and hockey administrator. He is also a hockey dad and is the Pee Wee Division Coordinator for his local youth hockey program. Kevin, thanks for joining us today on this podcast.
Thank you, Harry. I appreciate USA Hockey Magazine taking the time and putting the effort forth to clarify this issue and cover it so that all of our USA Hockey members, coaches, and parents can fully understand what our proposal is.
Great. Well, first off, can you explain what Rule Change Proposal 94B is and how it came about and how long this proposal has been in the works?
Well, it came about 2 years ago, and it was originated through our USA Hockey Player Development Committee and our American Development Model regional managers. We were here in Colorado Springs. We were doing some videotaping at the Air Force Academy with a bunch of squirts and peewees. We were running practices for coach education materials. And the next day when we were in the office, Bob Mancini, one of our regional managers, asked the group if they noticed anything in particular between the squirt group and the peewee group. And everyone pretty much in unison said, yeah, when the peewees came around to their drill or their station, the first thing they would ask is there hitting? Is there hitting at this station? And some of the boys and girls wanted to know if they could hit, and others were very concerned about avoiding being hit. So that's where it started, and we wanted to look at, is introducing hitting in our current environment of youth hockey, is that impeding the player development at the key critical years of 11 and 12-year-old hockey players? Is it impeding their player development? Through our extensive study over the last 2 or 3 years of long-term athlete development, our awareness has been raised by long-term athlete development experts around the world that age is very, very critical to skill acquisition and the development of our elite players.
So if I hear you right, then this rule change proposal is more about skill development, because I hear a lot of people talking about the safety elements of it. Is it more about skill development?
Well, it started out purely as skill development, and then we were informed of Carroll and Emery's study about safety. So it started out primarily skill development proposal and initiative. However, as Mike Milbury has mentioned as a member of our subcommittee, the safety factor, there's so much information that it can't be ignored. So that's also a priority. Player development first and safety of our youth players second.
So what's going to be the process for this proposal? When will it be voted on? And if it is passed, when would it take effect?
It's going to be voted on at this year's annual Congress in June in Colorado Springs of the Board of Directors of USA Hockey. And if it's passed, which we feel it will be, it'll be implemented starting next season in September of 2011.
Great. You know, you travel extensively around the youth hockey world and obviously field a lot of phone calls and emails here at USA Hockey. What has been the general consensus of this?
Well, I was talking to Dave Klasnick last night, our Vice President of Youth Council for USA Hockey, and he made the statement that he thinks it's 85 to 90% in favor of the proposal. That's been my consensus as well. There, even the people that initially voiced some opposition to the proposal, what's come to light is that they don't fully understand the proposal. And once we have time to sit down and explain and take advantage of media opportunities like this podcast, Harry, most people, once they fully understand the plan of implementing increased body contact at mites and squirts and a progressive learn-to-body check method and plan, then most people are on board in support of the proposal.
Great. Well, hey, what's the biggest hurdle that you see facing getting this rule passed?
Oh, I don't see any real major hurdles. I think, if anything, it's It's education, so that hockey, youth hockey leaders in local associations, coaching directors, hockey coaches, parents, that they fully understand that we're not just going to ignore body checking until kids are 13 years old. We're actually, we have a plan to teach body contact and body checking better than we ever have and introduce kids to that body contact off ice, on ice, during practices, in a progressive manner, very similar to learning to drive, getting a learner's permit before you actually are allowed to drive. That's kind of the analogy we're using with this, is we want to teach body checking. It's a very important skill. Teach that for several years in mite squirts and peewees, and then introduce it full body checking in game starting at Bantams.
So is that the biggest misconception that you found about this rule, that we're just delaying this for 2 years and then it will just all of a sudden become, checking will be introduced at the Bantam level?
Yes, I think that it's a big misconception that there will be no hitting or flag-type hockey or no contact hockey in peewees, which in fact we're encouraging more contact at squirts, more contact at peewees even. We're just looking to remove the big hit, the intimidation in peewees, teach kids a safer way to give and receive checks, protect themselves, train them for a full 2 years in their practices and off-ice training for peewees, and then so that they're very much prepared when it actually is game time and introduce full body checking into games. Another big misconception is that coaches and referees won't be able to handle it. Matt Leaf, our director of officiating programs here at USA Hockey, has mentioned to me that 80% of our hockey is already no check. Women's national team games, they train those officials to call those games. Mites and squirts are all no check. Adult hockey, we have over 100,000 adult hockey players, and most of that is all no check. So I think that's a misconception that the referees won't be able to call a no check game. You know, half of these kids that will be playing in peewees this year were squirts last year and played no check hockey. So there's about 58,000 peewees each year, and half of those last year played no check hockey anyway. So I don't think it's a big adjustment. I think that's a misconception and something that people have misunderstood a little bit.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. Last question I have for you is, how confident are you that this rule will be passed at this year's annual Congress in Colorado Springs?
Oh, I have great confidence that it's going to pass. It's a matter of going around and informing everybody of the completeness of this proposal. It's not just one paragraph that says no checking at peewees. We're going to start it at midgets. But I have 100% confidence we're going to pass this rule.
Well, that's great. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for the time. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to check us out on our Facebook page. And for more information on this topic, go to usahockey.com and click on the link for body checking.